It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor, I'm glad we're together today. I have some animal pictures to show you. You see, my son John is very much interested in animals, and he's working on a project in school that show different animal tracks. And he said he'd bring by part of that project later so that you could see it. But I wanted you to see these animal pictures and on the other side the tracks that they make when they walk on the ground. This first one's a dog. Mm-hmm. And on the other side are the dog's paw marks. See that? What's this one?
Meow.
A cat, isn't it? Mm-hmm. On the other side, those are the marks that a cat makes when it walks. Now this one is a horse. And you'll see on this side, the horse's hoof mark. That's what it looks like on the ground when a horse walks along. And this last one is moo, moo, that cow. And this is the mark that the cow's hoof makes when it walks along on the ground. I'll show you one of those tracks and see if you can tell me what the animal is. Remember that one? The horse. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's John now. Let's see. Yes, it is. Hi, John. Come in.
Hi, Dan.
Remember my television friend?
Yeah.
Come on in. Oh, you did bring it. Thank you very much. If you'll just sit there, I can show my television friend what these marks are like. I was showing them some of the cards, you know, that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Would you tell about this?
Well, a couple days ago I put those out where I knew my cat would run over them. You know, Sybil?
Yeah.
And she ran over them. And she went right through there.
Through this mud.
Yeah.
It was a little tray of mud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's gotten harder. And this is part of your science project, isn't it, in school?
Yes, Dad, it is.
What is Elsie Neal doing to help you with this project? I don't quite understand that.
She's making plaster castings of these. And then she gives them to me to show.
Interesting. Plaster castings.
Yes.
Sure, I would love to see that sometime.
Oh, yeah, I'm going right over there now. Would you like to go with me?
I really would. Would you like to go over to Elsie Neal's shop with John Rogers and me and see her make some, you call them plaster castings?
Yeah.
Plaster castings. Okay, let's do that. You take your cat marks and we'll go. You remember these that we looked at the other day. Come along to Elsie Neal's shop.
Hi, Fred. Hi. John.
Hello.
Oh, you have the prints.
Yeah, cat prints.
Oh, they're very good ones. Well, I was setting up for you. We might as well get started.
Elsie, how did his dog print turn out?
Oh, it turned out well. It's a good print.
You haven't seen it, have you,
John? No. Oh, that's
beauty.
Yes. Yeah.
This must have been a pretty big dog.
Yeah.
I think it was a Springer Spaniel, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a good one. Let's start on this one.
Okay.
Now,
the cat print will be a lot smaller than the dog.
Yeah.
How do you make the plaster Paris? Is this it?
This is it, and it isn't hard. You use two parts, or two cups. We're going to use 2 cups of the plaster and 1 part, or 1 cup, of the water.
Mm-hmm. 2 parts of the plaster.
And 1 part of the water.
Start a little slowly so that it won't get too messy. Just mix it around. And pretty soon it'll start thickening up just right. It's like chalk, really. But then after it starts to harden, it begins to look like pudding to me. Can you see that, John?
Yeah.
You can see it starting to thicken up. It's almost ready.
That's a nice sound to it.
Yes, it does. I spilled a little bit there.
Artists often make messes, though, don't they?
Yes. All the time. Well, some jobs are a little cleaner than others. I think this is just about right.
But I mean, the whole idea is to be able to make the mess and then afterwards be able to clean it up.
Some days, if it's a little damp, it isn't.
You have to add plaster to it.
Sometimes. You can tell, after you work with it a while, you can tell if it's just right.
Is it supposed to have the thickness of pudding? Is that
thickness
it?
Thickness of pudding. And I want to finish this before John has to leave us. How many do you want, John?
2.
2?
2's enough, and you can have 1.
Thank you. That's 1. Two. And 1 for me. Okay. Now we're going to set that aside and let it harden. I was thinking it would be fun if you wanted to make some plaster prints of your own hands.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Sure.
How do you do it?
I'm going to put that up on there. Just pour in your plaster. 1 batch for you, Fred. Here's another.
Just go like that with
it? Not yet. Oh. Yes, that's what you're going to do. But we have to wait until it's a little stiffer. I'm going to have to get my hands in this.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't. Yes, it does. And it also gives you an opportunity to see what it feels like so that you can get it just right.
You've always liked working with your hands, haven't you?
Always.
You know, John's another person who is just great with his hands. He can repair machinery and all sorts of things. He's really tremendous with his hands.
Well, I'm learning some new things about you, John. Now, this is...
You sure have been a help to him with these castings.
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed it. You can almost tell by looking at a hand about just about how much you're going to need. Ooh, you don't want to lose any of this. You need it. Just a few minutes, we'll be ready.
You You just even have to wait until...
Yes. You can touch it. You can touch it if you want to. And when it gets tackier with peaks, like egg white. You know, when your mother makes a lemon pie and she puts the meringue on the top?
Yeah.
Oh, she waits until it peaks. All right, I think we're just about ready. All right. Put yours in first. Now mash it down very hard. Push your palm down in hard. Now Fred, yours. Very hard. Ooh. I think we're going to get a good print. Are you mashing the... Mash that palm in hard. That's it. Not too hard. Let it stay there for just a few minutes. I'm going to put a little spray, whoops, on your hands.
Spray?
Yes.
What's that for?
Well, this is going to give another texture and make it'll enable you to see it better. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
One son's hand and one dad's hand.
Don't want to get this on your sweater. There we are.
Now, should we take him up?
Wait, let me take John's first.
Okay.
Oh.
Beauty.
And if you look closely, you can see many things in there.
Here's some water. Could we use this water?
Yes, you can. You can use that one, John.
Hey, look at this prints. I can hardly tell which is which. John,
that
your
one's
hands,
mine.
Your hands are getting so big. Do you know that everybody's hand has different lines?
Oh, yes.
You know, you can't find exactly the same lines on everybody's hand.
Mm-mm.
And when babies are born, they often take handprints and footprints in the hospital. Did you know that? Because every person's lines are different.
Well, I have to be getting back to school now.
Well, John, before you go, I wanted to give you these to take with you.
Oh, thank you.
And show to your classmates.
Okay.
The cat ones aren't ready, are they?
No, I don't think they're quite hard enough.
You can pick them up another day.
Yeah, okay.
I'll see you at home, John.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, John.
Have a good one.
Hi.
Hi, John Rogers. How are you?
Fine.
What have you got there?
That's a dog print.
A dog print?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. This is fascinating. Do you know, sort of looks like a hand. That's like a dog's hand, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we did our hands, too. We put them in plaster.
So you did. David has a movie that I think you would like. I'll give it to your dad, and maybe he'll show it to you tonight. It's all about hands.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good to see you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, John.
Bye.
Okay, hello,
bye.
Hello. How are you?
Betsy.
I come about a commission.
Commission?
Yes, I want to ask you if you can do a portrait of me, because it's David's and my anniversary on Friday. Do you think that would be a good present?
A portrait, certainly.
David would really like that.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I hope he'll like it. But that's my idea. Think you could do a painting of me?
I'm sure you people have things to talk about in a business way.
Yes, we do.
I was wondering if I could have that.
Oh, certainly you can.
Just let it dry?
Well,
is that it? I'll just take it back with me and let it dry.
Yes.
Thank you very much, because that means something to me, you know. John's hand and mine together. Bye.
Bye,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
What I was thinking was this, that maybe if I could come...
I'm proud of this. Mm-hmm. I'll take... Oh, that's the telephone ring. Hello? Oh, yes. Oh, all right, certainly. Okay. I won't say a word about it. Bye-bye. That was Mrs. McFeely. She said, don't tell Mr. McFeely about the painting. It's a surprise. Well, you know, she commissioned Mrs. Neal to do that painting. Yeah, that's a big word, commission. Do you know what it means? Well, Mrs. McFeely couldn't make a painting of herself to give to Mr. McFeely, so she commissioned Mrs. Neal to do it. She asked her to do it. Yeah. And she's going to pay her for it when it's finished. That's what commission means, to ask somebody to do something for you. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make believe that King Friday is going to commission a special project in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? Something to do with that great-great-great-great-grandfather of his. Daniel Tiger and Handyman Negri could be talking about that here at the clock.
That's right, Daniel. King Friday's invited you over to the castle to hear his great-great-great-great-grandfather's record.
Great?
Miss Polificant and I are telling everyone about it.
Oh, great-great-great-great-grandfather. Gee, thanks for telling me. I'll go over there in a little while.
Okay, Daniel. Right now I'm off to find X, because King Friday wants him to find a special treasure that's buried out in the courtyard.
A treasure in the courtyard? What is it?
Oh, that's a real surprise, Daniel. You'll see.
Records and treasures? Oh, sounds like the king's planning something exciting.
That's for sure.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Miss Polificant, how's it going?
Oh, fine, Handyman. I've just been to someplace else, and now everybody there knows about the cylinder record. So I just have one more person to find, and that's Elsie Neal.
When King Friday gets an idea, he really goes all out, doesn't he?
Well, I think great-great-great-great-grandfathers are pretty important people. Well, I'll see you later at the
castle.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
I wonder if Lady Elaine would like to hear the record. I think I'll call her. Lady Elaine! Handyman Negri paging Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Oh, you should never disturb an artist when she's creating, dear. Well,
why, what do you mean?
Well, I'm doing a little painting. Would you like to see?
Oh, sure.
Don't go away.
Okay.
You will see.
She's always using her imagination, isn't she? Oh, here she comes. Lady Elaine?
What do you think so far?
Oh, well, really something.
Give me a hand right here.
Here.
Oh, there it is. Not quite finished, but what do you think of it?
Well, like I said, it really is something.
Yeah. Well, Friday took my other lamp apart yesterday, the one with that cylinder on it.
Oh, well, then you've already heard it.
Heard it? I was the one who made it into a lamp.
Oh, I see. Well, this lamp and shade are rather nice.
Good. It was a little drab and still until I started putting some things on. Don't you think it looks nice?
I see. Yeah.
It's not quite finished. I mean, I have this to do and down in here.
Oh, I see.
But it'll do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm off to find X.
Oh, he's at the castle listening to Friday's great-great-grandfather.
Oh, that's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Four greats.
Four greats.
Wouldn't you know?
Right.
Well, see you.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye.
Finally, the king returned to his tower. He thought and thought for another hour. Then said he, so loud and clear, so all could hear, "You know, I'm fond of my own pond. I think I'll stay right here."
Golly, a famous record like that. Why, it's a part of your family history, isn't it?
Exactly. Everybody has a history, and I want everyone to learn more about my family, especially my son.
Prince Tuesday already likes that record.
So he does, Queen Sarah.
Well, I guess I better start my search for the thing you told me about King Friday.
What thing is that, Friday?
Oh, just a surprise for Prince Tuesday, my dear. And Handyman Negri will help you, X.
I will. Okay, sire.
I've flown over there lots of times, Handy. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, good. Well, let's get going.
Yeah, fine. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, how lovely.
Oh, Mrs. Neal, I presume.
Pleased to meet you, King Friday and Queen Sarah.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Miss Neal.
I've heard so much of your artistic talents, Mrs. Neal. I want to commission you.
Thank you, King Friday. What did you have in mind?
A statue of my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Well, I'd love to do something like that. But do you have any photographs of him that I could use?
Yes, I found some yesterday. My father used to tell us about him. His name was King Monday the Ninth. Just a moment, please.
You know, he's so interested in his family history.
Well, I'm very interested in mine.
Here he comes.
May I help you?
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Neal. Thank you. There he is, King Monday the Ninth, the picture of him.
My, what a strong face. And he has such sensitive eyes. I'll do it.
You'll do it. Oh, splendid. We'll have an unveiling party on Friday when the statue is ready.
Friday? That soon?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to get started if you want it that soon.
Well, you may keep the picture of it. Oh, she's a fast worker.
We found it, sire. We had no trouble at all digging it up, King Friday.
Excellent.
Oh, my hand. Prince. Oh, excellent. I did that one day when the courtyard was being repaired.
Oh, Friday, and it's been out there all this time.
From now on, we'll keep it here at the castle, and we'll make a new one. Prince Tuesday, and you, Queen Sarah, and me.
Oh, very good, sire. That really is a good idea.
Well, what a royal time we'll have on Friday. A family time.
A statue of that great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Rogers!
Who is that? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr.
Speedy
McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery. I have a film here for John Rogers. Betsy thought he might enjoy seeing it.
Oh, the one about hands.
Yes, that's right.
He's not here, Mr. McFeely.
Well, would you like to see it yourself?
I would you?
I certainly would. One of my favorite films.
Well, come on in. We'll put it on picture. And then afterwards, I can take it home to him.
All right.
Film about hands, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Hands and the film.
Thank you.
that hands do.
That's right.
There's a film. Okay. It's all right if I take it to
just
John,
take it
then.
To John, right.
You can show it at home.
I have one more thing that hands can do.
What?
A speedy handshake.
It sure is, Mr. McFeely.
I have more deliveries to make, and I'll just go right through the front door, all righty?
You're welcome to.
Speedy delivery.
Thank you for this.
Can we do one more speedy handshake?
Certainly.
Speedy delivery to you. Good day.
It's a special week for you, Mr. McFeely.
It certainly
Bye-bye.
Is. Good day to you.
You'll be surprised on Friday. Getting that painting of Mrs. McFeely. Mm-hmm. I like being with you today, as usual. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snap today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about, and I will too. Each person in the whole world has different hands. Mm-hmm. Here are these handprints of John's and mine. I'll take them home. Show Mrs. Rogers. You always make it a special day for me. By just your being you. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.